All right, we are going to start singing a different tune here. We were talking about fatigue, and of course, there is something that can run interference with, you know, fatigue can run interference with what we're getting ready to talk about now, and that is a very healthy and enjoyable sex life. Well, it's not just about fatigue, though. Everyday health is letting us know about some other reasons that we may be having less sex. This is another conversation that I started, several days ago. I'm going to pick up where we left off. And then, yes, to be fair to everyone, to have this work for you, I'm going to go over just briefly, kind of quickly, what we will have already covered. All right. So we're talking about reasons that we're having less sex. By the way, those of you who were with me the first couple of times that we were on this, or one or two times that we were talking about this, and you were in time for the quiz, I want to quiz you again, and it's going to be the same question. See how you do. Also, for those of you who were not with us previously when we were having this discussion, feel free to join in on the quiz. This is the quiz. There's a range, percentage-wise, of romantic relationships in the U.S. that are described as sexless. Sexless. Now, when they say sexless, they don't mean these couples are not having sex ever. What they're really saying is that the couple is having sex, but less than once a month or fewer than 10 times per year. Does that boggle your mind? Those of you who are single, you're teenagers, you're young adults in college, and you're hearing me say, married couples where they're having sex with each other fewer than 10 times per year. And again, to really put that in perspective, those of you say, I guess that could be problematic, but I don't know. I'm not so sure that's such a big deal. Don't just think about the number one. You know, fewer than 10 times per 1 year. Don't even think about it from the perspective of 12. They're having sex less than 10 times per 12-month period. Look at it more in the from the perspective of 365. Out of 365 days, they're having sex with each other less than 10 times. Less than 10 times in 365 days. That is considered sexless. They are having sex now, but less than once a month or fewer than 10 times per year. What percent of romantic relationships in the U.S. fall into this category of being sexless? Would you believe? 10 to 20%. How many of you got it right this time? Most of you. Outstanding. 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 10 to 20% of romantic relationships are sexless. And there are causes of, particularly when we look at, well, when the relationship was stronger, the bed was warmer, maybe even hotter, you all were having sex more frequently, but that frequency has gone down. What are some causes? Well, here's a cause. Let's just say, are holding a grudge. It could be against any number of people, any number of relationships that can get in the way of you truly being free to enjoy sex. But it can be especially problematic if you're holding a grudge against the one you love, your special someone. You love your partner, but from your perspective, your partner has been acting really just aggravating with a capital G. No, all caps. Aggravating, all caps. Or And it could be that it's not anything that your loved one is doing that is directed towards you. It could be directed towards other people. And you see it, and very wisely, very ethically, you decide not to dismiss what your partner is doing just because it's not directed at you. But here's the thing. While minor spats are not relationship deal breakers, if you don't work them out, they can wipe out the possibility of having sex tonight. Couples with the best sex lives, according to Dr. Rutter, don't stew. And you know how a lot of people can be. Something was said or done that bothered you, that bothered the person, and they decide that they're just going to cop an attitude and really get ugly and open the door to all kinds of negativity, all kinds of dark negativity. And it has a negative impact on the relationship in a variety of ways. And for many, including when it comes to sex. Talk with your partner about what's bothering you before you retire for the night. Isn't it interesting that we have professionals who say talk about what's bothering you before you retire for the night, and scriptures tell us not to let the sun go down on our wrath. Yeah, talk, but be prepared to talk with your partner about what's bothering you. Don't be planning to go on the attack so that you can try to make your partner feel as bad as you're feeling. No, don't put your partner on the defensive and you all start treating each other like adversaries or enemies. Set the tone by letting your partner know, hey, look, you know, there's something that's bothering me, and I really do want us to resolve it so that our relationship is just solid and beautiful, and we're really flowing with each other. And so I'm going to share with you what's bothering me, and I'm going to try my best not to say it in such a way as to irritate you or put you on the defensive, because that's not going to help matters. But I may do that without realizing it. So if I'm, you know, in some kind of way agitating you by the way I'm presenting it, let me know so that I can pull in the reins and just regroup, start over. And if you would, please, really hear me with your heart so that we can really work together to resolve this. Set the tone. At least try. And, of course, you do your part. It is up to your partner to do his or her part. Each of you, try to do your part. And who knows? Even if nothing takes place that same day or night, as far as sex goes, you give yourself some time, a day or two, to let that, the fact that you beautifully worked this out, begin to soak into your spirits, your mind, your emotions. And when you do come together the next time, it could possibly be awesome. Who knows? But no grudges. Don't hold grudges. Do not hold grudges. It doesn't help anything. Got another one coming up. Causes of reduced sex in the lives of those who may be sexless.